Welcome back to another edition of I Only Listen to 90s Music. Cool ass Scott, Stacy, how y'all doing?
All right.
Blessed and grand.
Shout out to J.O., man, whose birthday it is. His birthday is passed, and he's trying to run the street because it's his birthday.
Because he's 40. He think he can do young stuff again.
And we can talk shit about him because he ain't on here.
A man only turns 50 one time. I'm happy that he was able to take off time from Chrysler and be able to.
Damn.
He tried to get that pension.
Because you know he's been there since he's 18, so he's been doing his whole demo.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly. Fresh out of high school, straight to Chrysler.
Exactly. So I'm very happy he was able. I mean, the man got all kind of vacation time. So I was happy he was able to take off and just kind of relax. That's it. I think they went to Branson.
Oh man, they took the grandbabies down to Branson.
The grandbabies. Oh damn.
The grandbabies down to Branson. And you know, Branson is like Vegas for church people. And
yeah, it is.
So I think that's where they went. So, you know, more power to him. I'm happy that he's able to enjoy himself right now.
Yeah, I ain't mad at him. So happy birthday though, JL. Happy birthday, man. And you know, hope the grandkids having a good time playing at the kiddie pool down there. All that good stuff, brother.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get into it. Let's go. I did a review already. If you want to see it, if you go to SLC Network, an Entanglements review of Rick Ross and August Alsina. But I will let y'all dive into it with you all's thoughts or not our lack of thoughts.
Yeah, the song was just I just really wanted to hear what Ross. I'm a fan of Ross. I just wanted to hear what he was rapping about. Just wanted to see what the bars was hitting for. But as far as the whole entanglement thing, I thought it was like a movie promo for something that the Smiths had coming.
No.
For their new production company or something.
No. I've not heard it. I shan't. I'm not going to entertain the fuckery. I'm not doing it.
Dang.
Mm-mm. No. No, I'm not. I'm not listening to it. It's, first off, the overreaction of the world to all of this amazes me. Okay, it is some glass houses people that like.
Oh, just, that's real talk right there.
Baby, like, act like you don't know their life. Like, so it's very, just a huge overreaction and just no, like, nah, y'all can't be that fake mad about this. Or that outrage that they were.
Oh no! How could it happen?
Right, I'm like they were separated, and then she had a little fun with her, you know, little young man with a strong back. Look, a lot of people, parents are separated. First off, a lot of people, parents ain't never been married to be separated. Write that down too. Some people are separated. Some people are products of a separation.
Separation baby.
There's a lot of people out there that got parents that's been separated since 75.
They didn't know their parents not divorced.
Right. Like, look, your mama and daddy been separated since 85 or since 75. You was born in 86 by somebody else. What you think happened? How'd you get here? So why
or, like, or it'd be like them families that got that little like mommy and daddy was separated for a little about a year or something, and then you got an extra sister in the middle.
This is y'all life. And like, it's y'all can't be this. Yeah, you can't be this outraged or just fake mad or just shocked. And it's like, you're like, oh, she cheated on who? Like, if they were separate, people get separated and have different houses. They move out of state. They have completely different lives. Like, legit, my ex. His mother and father had been separated since like the early 80s. My mother separated from her first husband, had to have been the late 70s, because I was born in 81 by somebody that's not her first husband. And my sister was born in 86. She didn't get divorced until 98 because she wanted to get remarried.
Oh, wow.
Like, so they got separated and just kind of moved on. And they just didn't do the divorce because she was like, it just never.
Did your mom play that Pure Soul at our wedding?
Oh no.
No, she did not. At the second wedding, she did not. It was what? She played. What did we play? We played It's The Storm Is Over by
Gospel Soul.
CD. Oh, cool. That's what we got back. Like, that was it. Because she had just got, she got saved. And she was like, you got any gospel music that I could play to walk out to? I got the Kirk Franklin. Well, let me see what you got on her. And that's how we got it. But point is, like I said, people get separated and they'll just be separated. They don't, they may not get a divorce because it's just, we just don't want to be together anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, why go through the whole divorce? We can just not be together.
I don't want to make it real simple.
I don't plan on getting that. She said, that's what she said, because I didn't. It was basically when she started having to deal with the divorce process that I found out that she hadn't been divorced. And I'm like, wow. I've been divorced all this time? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, how? And she's like, well, I didn't want to get married again. He didn't want to get married again. We just didn't worry about it.
So they were still filing taxes together and everything end of the year, like?
No, I think they were just filing.
Filing separate.
Just filing separate, I guess. I don't know. I don't, again, because it was, I mean, year, like at least from the 70s through the 90s. So... yeah, so it's a, again, people just, the idea that when somebody, two people are separated, that nothing, no one is going to do anything else but just be separated. Like we, all right, I'm just, he left and he ain't here no more. I'm just going to be here in the house by myself for the rest of my life until, that just doesn't, it's not realistic. It doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. They're just going to wallow around.
Right, this ain't a whole, I was mad at him this weekend thing. Like, nah, they said they were separate. They was ready to get divorced. It was over it. So, fuck you mad at Jada for? And now, even, he talking too much about it. Now you done made a song? Fuck out of here. No. No, thank you. I'm not entertaining that.
It was the rollout for the new album.
It's just, no, you doing too much. Like, nah.
So, what about you, Scott?
Not to be funny, not to say that Jada isn't an attractive woman or she's not. But you doing all this for Jada Pinkett? Like, not even the old face Jada. This new face Jada. This older. This ain't low down.
Yeah. Not even Jada that like Pernell.
Damn.
Right, not even
not
that.
Jada that like Pernell. God damn. Not nah, Jada that don't like Pernell. That didn't like Pernell. Damn, you wrong for that one, Scott.
But she kind of did the same thing. Only difference was Pernell was doing a life sentence. You know, when she got with Kane.
Yeah.
You know, they was finna move to Atlanta.
Was about to pack it up and punch it. That's it. But hell, Pernell was old as shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But she had to been in her early, well, mid-20s. So I don't know. That's, I don't know. We sick. We getting sidetracked.
Right. Y'all we breaking down Mrs. Society.
You know, she must have been a senior when Kane was in.
I mean, that whole thing, that whole time schedule never made sense to me, but
yeah,
it did not. So
or Pernell was on some other stuff.
That's a show right there. Is digesting black movies,
like for real,
scene by scene of some black movies that just kind of, stuff that just kind of don't make sense or.
Yeah.
Like in Boys in the Hood, like Ricky took his SATs like on Saturday and like got him in the mail by Tuesday. Like the results. Like I remember
usually take about a good 2 weeks.
Waiting. Them results came quick. Is it faster for athletes? I got questions. So that's a gotta find that out.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that knows what we're talking about is old enough to understand this the Menace of Society situation right now.
Yeah, man. We're going to have to deep dive into that one day.
Yeah, that needs to be a whole setup of topic, man. All right, so yesterday we had the Versus, Snoop versus DMX.
I love
it. Did you all have it? Or would you? Let's see. But this overall thoughts, what you all think first of all?
I mean, I had Snoop winning the whole time, which he did, but... like X still put on a good. I'm quite sure Swizz was in his ear. Like, hey, don't play the songs that you like. Play the songs that the fans like.
Don't play none of the crack era DMX stuff.
Don't play nothing that's gonna make you cry.
Yeah.
But now overall, man, Snoop was giving a history lesson, man. He started with Deep Cover when we first was introduced to Snoop. Went through the Death Row era. Even took it to the No Limit era. You know.
When he played Down for My Niggas, I think we all were like, oh, shit.
I didn't think he was gonna play it.
Didn't think he would do it. Like, who knew? It was, I enjoyed the whole thing. Like, I mean, Snoop had the time of his life. Write that down.
No, that's true. He
did. Nobody have fun last night.
He had gifts. GIFs.
Big in the whole night. He had the time of his life. He had so much fun. And just the energy of, like, even though X was a, let me say, it was the battle of Calvin and Earl. Earl definitely was really early. She was definitely he was very tired. I think it was could have been the Timberland boots that he had on that
weighing him down.
Boots probably was weighing him down. Man, only probably about 5'7", 5'8", and them boots made him about 5'9", but they was heavy. And you can't have on sweatpants and Timberland boots in the studio and be moving around too much at that age. Like, I don't know, like, he ain't that old, right? Like, what, 48? Something like that?
Yeah, damn near 50.
Like, damn near 50. So, he should have had on some Air Monarchs or...
New Balance.
Or some New Balances, or at least put an orthotic in there, in them
Timberlands. The orthotic.
Or, you know, that arch gets to messing with you and then you're done. So probably a lot of times he sat down, it's probably because his feet hurt.
Okay, because I was like, man, he's losing.
He wasn't winded, man. He just had bad feet.
If it's an arch fall, then things are a little different for you. Like the whole
you remember movie. How our granddaddies used to wear them hard bottoms all day.
Come on, take them shoes off, gotta let the bunion breathe. So yeah. But I enjoyed it. I loved everything that Sting played. I wasn't a big X fan. Definitely he has songs that I like.
Yeah, it took me to high school.
Right. And then
most of the X songs.
Party Up, the White People Anthem for comedy movies. Like, that song has been paying his mortgage for a long time.
Oh, and dude. And I hate the song because white people love it so much.
It's I wasn't a huge fan of it anyway.
Even when it came out, I think it was big with white people though.
It's been big since day one. Like, it was an okay song, but it is the go-to song for white people in comedy movies. Like, they love that song. And
What was that movie, Zack and Miri Make a Porno? Right. That was the first movie where I know, like, damn, they playing the hell out of this song.
His kids are going to go, like, they're going to college off of it. Like, flat out. Those tuition payments will be made because of Party Up. Flat out.
Dang, because of Party Up. That's crazy.
Which makes me wonder, now I want to look it up and see how many movies it's been in, because... It is.
I mean, on the trailer.
And you got to think about all the jock jams and all that different stuff that it's been
playing in the stadiums.
Yeah.
It is on the soundtrack for Gone in 60 Seconds.
Of course.
It is featured in How High, King's Ransom, Hardball, First Sunday, Broken City, Zack and Miri Make a Porno, Central Intelligence, Ghostbusters, and Like Mike. It appears on episodes of Malcolm in the Middle,
Damn.
King of Queens, Daria, and School. It absolutely is on Daria. I just rewatched that whole series like a month ago.
Like the new one or the old one? No, the new one's not even out yet, is it?
Yeah, the new one's coming out soon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's everywhere.
Can't hide from that song.
The National Hockey League's Nashville Predators used the song as a power play song. It is referenced in Hamilton in the song Meet Me Inside. Like, it's this man is going to eat off of this song for quite some time.
That's part of drug. That's part of the problem. The drug problem too.
That song created the drug problem.
Could be. Can't prove it otherwise.
I mean, I think it was a good show. Like, it was. I think Snoop won overall. Is this because Snoop's got a lot more timeless stuff, man? Like, you got to remember, DMX really only had a 3 to 4 year run at the max where he was like killing it. Where Snoop had
a 6 year run before.
Yeah. And then a rejuvenated career after X didn't have no career. He had songs after X wasn't popping no more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. X never really had a rebirth for real.
He like never did. You're right.
Like, they've tried, but it never really hit the same, like, you know, when he originally came out, like in the late 90s.
He never had that second wind, as they say.
Yeah, they like Swiss tried, but.
Yeah, a lot of the songs Snoop was playing, like, Snoop kind of just kind of went in order throughout his career. Mm-hmm. And the first four or five songs were out before X even dropped anything.
Yeah. All the doggy style
stuff. All the doggy style stuff.
He chronic features.
Right.
Really, everything Death Row. Right. Everything on the Death Row was out before, you know, X.
Dang, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
X didn't come out to what, 98? So Snoop was really just getting the No Limit.
Right. So that was, you're absolutely right. So there's all those years of everything that Snoop had done before
DMX
even dropped. X even dropped. And then the Snoop comeback, if you will, of 04 would drop it like a tie.
For real.
And with Pharrell. So.
Yeah.
I didn't think the matchup made sense to begin with.
I mean, the whole dog thing. I think it was the whole.
Yeah.
I
had been it. I would have rather seen Snoop and LL go at it.
Ooh.
Though it's going to be the more 80s and 90s mesh, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that would
have been. Both of them have rejuvenated careers, though, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then even with the freestyle at the end, it would have been interesting to see both of them. Because there's always, I think, depending on your age, there's different levels of LL that you're going to know. I mean, same thing with Snoop, actually. But there are people who may only know LL for some of the songs with somebody singing in the background and don't understand that LL really can
rap.
Yes.
Like, LL was the first... Yeah, I think he was really the first. He really liked the hip hop Michael Jackson, because you got to think he started when he was 15. And then, in his 50s now, hosting Grammys and doing whatever. You know, he was like the first rap superstar.
Yeah, I mean, the first rap song. I mean, there's a lot of. There's a reason people call him a legend or call him a, I'm going to say
he's a GOAT. He created the term GOAT.
Right. Real shit. Real talk. So always respect to be had. And then the realization of how old he was when it all started, where it's probably like rappers right now that's still in the game, and LL might be like they age, but like he had been out for 20 years before they even got signed.
Right.
So, I think there's probably, I'm sure there's a set of people who have no idea that the man can even rap for real. Like,
it's the kids probably born, you know, kids nowadays, they probably know who LL is, but just think he's like an actor. Will Smith.
Right, or even with Ice Cube, they probably just know Ice Cube as an actor.
Yeah.
They just know Will Smith is an actor, even with Snoop. They know Snoop hang out with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, he the dude, the cool dude to be on TV, that rap here and there.
Right.
Hey, that's real stuff right there. That it's people that probably do think that he's just the one to hang out with Martha Stewart. Ain't that about something?
Like, my son knows who Snoop is, but he don't know that he rap. He just see him on commercials and TV all day. He knows Will Smith is the movie guy.
So what do you think? What do y'all think that someone that is younger that is, like, think about DMX?
Like an old rapper.
Right, they may not know anything about him.
They just don't think he's an old rapper.
and think DMX was super big at one point.
Yeah, he was probably at the top.
You know what? Young people know Party Up.
Yeah, from movies.
From movies. That's it. They know the song. They may not know nothing about DMX, but they know the song. That's exactly what they know. That's it. They've heard that song before, and they're like, "Oh, okay, that's who that is." That's it.
I heard that song in one movie.
Like, even the visceral reaction that we have when Rough Riders Anthem comes on, they're not gonna forget.
Dang, they're not gonna be.
That's why I'm like, these kids now gonna look as Drake as the GOAT.
Yeah.
Like Drake is they GOAT right now. Drake is the GOAT to like anybody probably 15 and under.
Shit, probably 30 and under.
People who say I grew up on Drake.
You think Drake only been around 10 years?
I grew up listening to Drake. That's what I grew up on. Because like I think even when he came out, well, my sister was like, wasn't he on Degrassi?
That's what I was. I was like, hold on.
And I was like, well, because I didn't watch Degrassi. And I'm like, I have no idea. She's like, I'm telling you, that's the dude that was on Degrassi. I'm like, I'm sure it probably isn't him. Or she's like, I'm telling you, the dude from Degrassi. And then couldn't find out he was the dude from Degrassi.
It was Degrassi dude and the wheel Jimmy in the wheelchair.
Damn, y'all done said wheelchair Jimmy.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
Damn. Yeah, I missed all of that. I was working or something at that point. I don't know.
I never watched Degrassi. I never watched Degrassi. I don't know.
I watched a little bit of it. I ain't gonna lie. Like what Drake and Kendrick probably and J. Cole. I'm guessing the GOATs of the new
era.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, there's for my second job, we have a Slack channel called Hip Hop, and every once in a while I peep in to see what they're talking about, and I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are, and there is a lot, but they do talk about, like, when the whole J. Cole thing came with the girl, No Name, like, they were talking about it early in the morning, and I'm like, I don't know who No Name is, I don't
know. Oh, No Name is dope, too, she's dope.
I just got hip to her, you know, with the J. Cole stuff.
Oh, right? Wow. Y'all hadn't heard her before. Okay. Yeah.
No, I've heard the name, but I had never heard none of her stuff, though.
Yeah, No Name is dope.
Unaware. I was blissfully unaware.
Well, so what who'd you have that win in the battle, Stacey? You had Snoop or did you have DMX?
Snoop.
I didn't have DMX winning. I just didn't think that...
I didn't see DMX winning.
I didn't see DMX winning. Just comparatively, just like, I'm like, okay, what's DMX going to play when Snoop plays Drop It Like It's Hot? What's DMX going to play when Snoop plays this, when he plays that? And I just couldn't figure out how X came out on top. I'm like, if people were voting, like, there'd been a lot of heat coming. A heat map would show a lot coming from the East Coast for DMX. Mm-hmm. The country would have all been Snoop.
And I'm just still mad. Snoop still didn't even do Sensual Seduction.
Yeah, he didn't do that. He didn't do I Want to Rock. I Want to Rock Right Now.
Yeah,
he did. Like I said, it's a
even
lot.
If you would have did Life of the Party, even though that's not his song, that's just my shit though.
That's my shit.
That is my shit. So play that at my funeral. Pun intended.
So I mean, let's just run through them real quick. And let's just quickly say who we would think won each round.
All right.
Deep Cover, Snoop versus the intro from DMX.
Snoop.
Yeah, Snoop. But that DMX intro was hot though.
That was a hard intro.
That was still a tough one.
Came out fighting though.
Yeah.
All right. First, let's point out that we did pray first.
Yeah. He gets a 0.5 point before we even start.
Give him some points for the prayer.
Wait, first and foremost, giving honor to God. Pastor, family and friends, everyone's. He came out praying. So there's already a half point.
And it was already good to go. It was a good feeling.
Half point for Jesus. One.
So he's got 0.5 already.
Right.
Off to that. But that intro was hard though, boy. I remember when I first got that CD, I had an 88 Cutlass with one door that worked. And I remember
went together.
Yeah.
Man, dude in an old school car and something don't work on it.
But look, Beats in the back though. And I had a little remote control for the CD player, right? And I had a little cloth that I would put in the middle of it, and you couldn't go past that as a woman or a man. And I had my remote control at his own seat on top of the cloth.
We'd have been together. We could have went together.
Hey, don't sit on that. Don't sit on that.
Exactly. That's it.
Don't sit on that. Watch where you're sitting.
Yep. And I always tell people all the time, if we getting up out of here, I got to get in the car first. So whoever can get in second, that's when we rolling. Because it's only a two-seater.
Two-seater Cutlass.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get in the back, but we got to run. We don't have time to drop the back for you to get in.
Mm-mm.
We don't have time to pull back that seat.
Nah.
Next round, What's My Name versus DMX's What's My Name, the battle What's My Names.
I actually gave that to X. I gave it because I like the X. I like the X one.
I gave it to Snoop, but I do like the X one. The energy is very different on both of them.
Yeah.
And the X one is definitely more amped up. Like if I needed to kick it up a notch, I needed to get energized.
Yeah, like you're in your workout.
Right, I'm going to do my workout or whatever. Like maybe if I'm getting ready for the club, I'm going to play the X one. I'm not going to play the Snoop one.
Yeah, and when he was talking, I mean, like he's like really upset on this song. This one of the most upset DMX songs. He's like, here we go again. Like, man, okay.
You tell these rap niggas I got no friends.
Stop talking shit. Like, okay, all right, X. I'm going with his What's My Name. I like X What's My Name.
With figures as big as jiggers.
Yeah, man. I remember when that came out, I was like, this shit is crazy hard.
Yeah.
Next up, Gin and Juice Snoop versus Where My Dog's At DMX.
Gin and Juice.
Yeah, Gin and Juice is this. Gin and Juice was something special, man.
Oh, everybody mama jammed to that song at one point.
Then we had Dre Day versus some X shit.
Dre Day.
Right. I mean, Dre
Again,
Day.
Again, it was a history lesson. Like, there is, you're sitting there hearing these songs, and you're like, that was my shit. Like, that was
And keep in mind, he ain't even got out of 94 yet.
Yeah, correct. What
this is what we're saying. These songs all out.
Snoop had just started getting braids.
He ain't even out of 94 yet.
He got the curl.
He ain't even grown his hair out yet.
And then next up, Tupac featuring Snoop, Two of America's Most Wanted versus DMX, Stop Being Greedy.
Snoop.
What do you think?
Come on, man.
What do you think, one?
That's what I'm saying. Two of America's Most Wanted. I remember when I got the seat and I was like, you know, you look through it because it's before I had a car. So, you know, I'm back on the bus riding back from
with your portable.
My battery, it went out. My batteries went out.
Oh.
So I'm just imagining in my mind how these songs are going to sound in like for real. So I'm just reading them. I'm like, Snoop with Tupac, Two of America's Most Wanted.
Oh.
What?
Man, Daz bless Snoop. I mean, Daz bless Pac with some of the hardest beats.
Listen, I got a sweatshirt downstairs right now with Tupac on it with a Christmas hat that said ain't nothing but a Christmas party on it. That's how real the song is.
Hey, that's really, that's the old nigga anthem. Like, Return of the Mac. Like, but if your dad was like a G, he gonna play Two of America's Most Wanted.
Oh, so that shows if your dad was in the trap or not. Is if which song is this joint? Is it between Return to Mac and that?
Yeah. That's if your daddy went to jail.
Right. This is right when I got locked up, they was playing this.
If your daddy was in the streets.
Right when I got locked up, this just came out on MTV when I got locked up. To do my 5 years, I was literally listening to it when they put the cuffs on me. My boy was playing it.
Hey, that is the step in the name of the love at all the old OG birthday parties.
That album is the old head album.
Is that the old head rap album?
I think that's the old head rap album. My mom, again, save woman, 67 years old, will tell you in a minute she loves Tupac. No, she doesn't. She likes that album. She likes the of that album. That's it. So California Love, come on. What else is on there? It's a California Love.
Oh man, it's so much.
Ambitions of a Rider. How do you want it?
That's an old woman jam too, though.
Yeah, that's the old skeezer jam. Yeah. That's the old skeezer.
That's all the women that's around Heather Hunter's age.
Listen. Those are women that still wearing them bodycon dresses, and it's more belly in the front than it is.
Oh,
and you know exactly what she, you know, exactly. And them heels or the thick clog heel, and she is the nails is long, them rings are old.
They daughters be on Facebook Live all the time, and it be like two viewers.
That's it.
And they be lying for hours.
She is.
And just watching them smoke. Them smoke.
They be smoking, drinking, like, hey, tap in.
That's it.
Chris, I saw you get on here.
You don't let the grandkids call a grandma neither. Call a G-ma.
Dang, so is that G-mama. So the Tupac has all the, so these are the old heads between the age of 55 to 70. Their rap album is Tupac's All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me.
Yeah, Tupac. Whatever Tupac.
That's the last rap album that they possibly purchased.
Ooh, that's a great.
Some of them got that Machiavelli though.
Them diehard
Tupac fans bought that Machiavelli though.
That's where I got that Machiavelli.
Hey, that's the show title, man.
You know why they got it? Because Toss It Up is on it.
Yeah, Toss It Up, man. That's How Do You Want It Part 2.
Right. Exactly.
Shout out to Lisa Ray.
Because then after that, they was too old for this rap shit.
Yeah, it was Hail Mary and all that.
Yeah, because that's the Jay-Z and all that start coming on.
Until Blow the Whistle dropped, and then that's when.
Yeah, Blow the Whistle brought them back.
Baby.
So this is a time period. This is a very volatile time period for the old head in hip hop, because also the other old head R&B rap jam is out. Keith Murray, R. Kelly, Home Alone.
The party
comes out. Yes, Home Alone. It's gonna be a party, y'all.
I forgot about. I used to hear that every morning on Time Joyner when my mom dropped me off to school.
It her time
everywhere.
Yep. Drink. And then it didn't come back until Jaheim Jadakiss.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So what's the Jaheim? Y'all know the song "Hey You Doing?"
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, that's the they didn't listen to a rap R&B song from then to that new Jaheim.
It has to be a good rap R&B song, and you're gonna need a little bit more R&B than you know how to rap it.
And the rappers can't be that good. It's gotta be real quick and to the point.
You just gotta be something to dance to.
Right.
8 bars. That's
something to dance.
That's exactly it. And again, if Tom Joyner was able to play it, you in there.
So
but don't let us come in there with our Pharrell fronting. They're gonna look at us sideways.
Yeah.
Who is this nigga trying to be Curtis Mayfield?
Trying to be Curtis Mayfield.
We can't have shit. Y'all old folks and y'all young folks.
Like, Jay-Z, just come in here and fuck it all up.
Oh, man.
Exactly it.
So round six, Snoop Down For My Niggas versus Jay-Z, DMX, Money Cash Hoes.
This was a hard round.
That was the hardest round.
That was a hard
round. Oh, really? No, it's some long rounds later. To me, that was hard, way harder than this.
That was hard for me because I'm giving it all of them to Snoop. And then he plays Down For My Niggas, and it's like, wait, whoa.
He's got the least memorable verse.
Like, I can't believe he played it. And
that's why I gave it to Money Cash Hoes.
Me too.
That, I don't know. but if you had a party, Down For My Niggas going, like, you know, coming from Stacey's standpoint, I know Down For My Niggas just hit a certain part of your soul.
But I think Snoop's verse wasn't that good on it.
I actually love Money Cash Hoes. I love that song. So that was a really hard round for me. I think I still don't have an answer for it.
So you got to draw on that one.
That's a question mark.
I think that's a question. That was one of them. You on the test, you got to skip it and come back to it later.
Okay.
Still don't know.
Okay, let me answer some other questions first, and then I'm going to come back to that one because I don't know. Just shit, my mind ain't ready for it yet. I don't know.
I thought that one was easy, Money Cash Hoes.
Yeah, it was hard, but I gave it to Money Cash Hoes, though.
Because I just feel Snoop's verse wasn't memorable on there. I think you remember the C-Murder verse coming in, and, you know, you really don't remember Snoop. I mean, I think if you're a DJ, you don't play the Snoop verse. You're playing the C-Murder verse.
You're really just playing the C-Murder verse and the hook.
But on Money Cash Hoes, you're playing a DMX verse. You'll go straight to DMX verse on Money Cash Hoes if you're DJing.
You'll play Magic.
Hey, yeah, Magic verse, yeah.
Right, but you don't play Snoop's verse, though. You go on to the song.
It's memorable on there. So, okay, Touche.
All right, next round.
All right,
Snoop,
I think I'm
Nate Dogg.
Money Cash Hoes then.
Ain't No Fun versus Aaliyah, DMX, Back In One Piece.
Ain't No Fun.
Now, this is the most perplexing song to me ever made in rap history. because it's the most disrespectful, but some of the most prominent women I know that would never let nobody talk crazy them love this song.
And did Mariah Carey remake it?
Oh, did she?
Well, did she sample it?
No, so she sampled it. She sampled it on the Heartbreaker remix.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I remember her she sampled it.
Yeah, she sampled it. And there's a video for it because the Brat raps on it.
Okay.
So, but Ain't No Fun. It came on in the car the other day. And where was I going? I was driving somewhere and it came on. And I just was in the car just.
When I met you, Bob's.
It is a horrible song.
No, like okay. One of the most disrespectful songs to women ever.
One of the most disrespectful songs, and I don't know what song is more disrespectful than it. You have to take a poll on that. What song is more disrespectful to women than "Ain't No Fun"? Right? Because I mean, it's you are bitch hole from the jump. Like you don't even get to warm up to it. Like immediately.
He said, Nate said, because you gave me all the pussy. So, like, is there levels to the pussy of giving up? Like,
and I you always even want to know my that.
Yeah.
I gave him a little bit of it's too much.
But I mean, he was like, you gave it all to me.
And you licked my balls. Like, I mean, Warren G was talking about people juggling balls.
But Nate Dogg makes you love the song because he just smooths it out because you're like, because I have never met a girl. That's the part that makes you love it.
And then he says that I've ever loved in the whole wide world. He said ever in the whole wide world that I've met a woman I've loved.
Right, and then Corrupt. Now, if Corrupt gave a fuck about a bitch, I'd always be broke.
He'd always be broke.
I mean, I don't even know who's... I mean, Nate is the more disrespectful because he's harmonizing it automatically. Because if you harmonize disrespect, I think...
If you sing it so, it doesn't sound as bad.
Yeah, no, saying. I think it's more disrespectful that you harmonize and then trying to get it passed.
That boy sang with that church
Think about
voice.
The dude came over here like, look here, bitch. I want to talk to you. And you'd be like... You would think later, oh, he called me a bitch, but you didn't trip off of it because he harmonized it.
But I bet you, like, back when that song came out, like, when Snoop dropped it, and then Nate singing on that, I bet you it was some R&B singers, like, man, what? No, like, I bet you that's when Brian McKnight started writing them songs.
I forgot who it was I was saw in an interview, and they were like, they didn't know that they didn't know that they could do that. I forgot who it was in an interview, and they said when they heard Nate Dogg sing, they didn't know that an R&B singer could be like that on a track. Like, they didn't know it was possible.
That's a real response. That's a real place. That's real. Like,
think about you. Like, who came out before? Think of your Al B. Sure.
Before
that. And he hears that, and you're like, I didn't know I could get that stank on a track.
Right. Babyface and done the whole Boomerang soundtrack and Love and all this, and now... Nate is out here.
Never loved it a whole wide world.
Explosive.
Wow. When he's like, not that I'm sober, you ain't that fine.
Yo, that is the killer.
It is.
But he be grooving though. Nathaniel be grooving. I miss Nate Dogg so much, man.
I miss that man. All right, next up, Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, and Exhibit Bitch Please versus DMX X Gonna Give It To You.
Bitch Please,
man. and this is some Regency bias too. I don't know, but I think some of these are landslide victories to me. Like, that, there's no question.
And I never really liked the X Gonna Give It To You.
Me neither.
Record, for real. I think it was on a video game.
Oh, it was on a whole bunch of video games.
Yeah.
As Stacey stated earlier, how Party Up, it's a lot of DMX songs that are on a lot of random licensing deals.
That does it. That makes a difference.
Would someone license Ain't No Fun? Going back to Ain't No Fun for a moment.
It have to be a liquor.
All you can do is just take the beat.
Oh, nah. I can't take Nate part of Nate's verse.
It gotta be a commercial for a liquor, man, and then just share the liquor with the homies. Ain't no fun.
So it's gotta be St. Ives then, right?
St. Ives.
Is there isn't there a St. Ives commercial today? Wait, what's the
Went to the corner store.
You know what I'm looking for. St. Ives. And you you know, we all know, yo. Everybody knew exactly what you said.
I was saying, like,
oh, I know all them Nate Dogg hits,
man.
I'm gonna share it in the group, man.
Hey, one of my homeboys made a whole mixtape when we was in college of just the St. Ives commercials.
Yeah, Biggie had one, didn't he?
It was a whole bunch of the Pac and Snoop one, Pac, Ice Cube,
MC8. Everybody
had, you had to have a St. Ives commercial.
MC8 had one. He made a whole CD with them. It was like 40 minutes.
Fact, St. Ives had a mixtape.
Oh, they did?
It was a mixtape that came out. I think it was like 94. Yeah, it was a mixtape that came out.
I'm going to the archives. Wait a minute.
It was a St. Ives mixtape that came out.
I'm sorry. I had to go back to that. I was like, can someone license Ain't No Fun? All right, so everybody goes. So what about number 9?
It looks like you can download the mixtape on DatPiff.
Oh, wow. For the St. Ives mixtape?
Well, I think it's like all the St. Ives. It's just, well, it says St. Ives commercials, but it has...
Oh, the song.
Yeah, so somebody did what my boy did. Okay.
Okay.
It's like 36.
Shout out to you, Boogie. I know you listen, man. All my homeboys in China, man. I know you listens, man. Boogie, man.
Shout out to Boogie.
Let me find out.
You said what?
It has Yo-Yo. It says, Yo-Yo, you need a six-pack.
Yes. No, it was on there. No. Oh, it was man.
Stacy finna be jamming.
You fucked up. Like, I ain't doing no homework tonight.
So next up, we got G's and Hustlers versus Who We Be from DMX.
G's and Hustlers. And I believe this is the reason why Bow Wow was trending. Because he was the little kid voice at the beginning.
Last night, we were like, why the fuck is Bow Wow trending? And we could not figure out. And does Bow Wow was trending and Woodrow Wilson? But that's a whole nother story.
What was Woodrow Wilson trending for?
Because of something that Joe Biden said that Trump
The first racist president thing. Yes. Okay, yeah.
And then people were like, what about Woodrow Wilson? So it's just funny that Woodrow Wilson was trending at like 10 o'clock.
That old white man has been dead for over 100 years. Like, God damn, you know, bring it back up.
What about Woodrow Wilson, though?
I'm going to go Who We Be, though, y'all. Go Who We Be here. That Who We Be was hard. Yeah.
If you can get a little 5-year-old kid to cuss on the track, I'm with it. I like little kids cussing makes me laugh. And it's probably because I don't have children, but I think it's
that Who We Be, man. Man, I remember the music video. Oh, like, I'm going with Who We Be. Next up, this is my favorite Snoop song of all time. So there's no way that DMX is doing anything. The Shiznit from Snoop versus Get It on the Floor.
The Shiznit,
dude.
Man, he can play the whole Doggy Style album,
dude. Keep in mind, Snoop has still not went out the year of 2001 yet.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we're halfway through verses.
Correct.
He ain't even to the Pharrell phase yet.
No.
And the down for my nigga, he put that out there.
Yeah, he only used one note limit. Well, he would have won that.
If he'd have put I Wanna Rock, I would have picked that over Money Cash Hoes.
Yeah, because the other No Limit songs were produced by Dre, Lay Low and
Right, and Lay Low. He has Lay Low coming up.
Yeah.
So y'all got the Shiznit with this as well. Did y'all know the Shiznit was a freestyle?
I saw an interview he was saying, I forgot who he was talking to.
That whole song is a freestyle. Which is amazing, man. He said he's
because it's no hook. It's really no hook.
Yeah. It's a song he does later on what is it? Pump Pump is a freestyle too.
Okay.
So everybody's going with that. Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, Lay Low versus DMX fucking with D. I'm going with Lay Low. Come on.
Lay Low.
We had Whitney Houston telling people to lay low on stage.
I mean, then you got Snoop Beautiful versus DMX, Cisco, What These Bitches Want. This is the hardest round for me, man.
That's hard.
This is a hard one.
This one, that's harder than the other one that I said was hard. This one is hard.
It's this one and round 15 now. In two rounds coming up. Those are the two hardest for me coming up.
Is my jam. That's my shit. But What These Bitches Want, I mean, like, that's possibly his... like one of his like class. I mean, it's a classic song, but between that and like Rough Riders Anthem, I think those may be some of the songs that he's more known for. Because even with the hell, there was the there was just a challenge people was doing using TikTok like a couple
months. About naming all the chicks. He had a whole verse with just naming chicks.
Yeah, and everybody.
Dude,
and
all it's 42 women, including the three Kims on there. If exactly. I counted.
So right, so then you had women that were making the little TikTok videos of them like showing 42 pictures of themselves and doing it, and this was recent.
Yeah, I remember.
This song came out how many years ago?
Oh, this is 2000.
2000.
Right. So the song ain't dead. Like it's hard. Like I said, I love Beautiful. Beautiful makes me feel beautiful.
I'm gonna go with these bitch vocals.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Jackie does a whole verse of just names alone.
Beautiful makes me want to go to the beach.
It does.
It's a beautiful song. It's dope.
Yeah.
Right. When I saw the video, I'm like, I got to get to Brazil.
Yep.
Yeah. I need to get to Brazil. I need to go sit on those stairs. I got to get down there. Like, got Charlie Wilson singing on it.
But it don't beat Cisco. And you got to remember, Cisco was super hot at this time, too.
Correct.
Yeah. This was Dragon Boy.
This is Thong Song Cisco right now.
Yeah, silver hair.
Right,
dude, and Nokia and Nokia on this beat too.
Yeah, I forgot Nokia. Yeah, did some.
Nokia did this beat, man.
Yeah,
dude, what, ass. Dude? Ass. Brenda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn. Dude, he start. This did name for a verse.
Pass is my answer. Pass.
This you got this a tie for you? This a draw for you?
Draw. I can't. It's a.
Yeah, I give it to X.
All right.
I ride to it's a song. What song I'm vibing to the more so, even though it's two different vibes, but I probably listen to the X more than it's Beautiful.
See, and the reality is I'm going to listen to Beautiful more, and Beautiful is on my playlist, etc. And What These Bitches Want isn't, but I can't deny that song.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, I can't be like, well, I don't really listen to it like that. Like, that doesn't matter. Like, I recognize the impact of that song and the greatness of it. So, yeah, that's a draw for me.
Yeah, these next four rounds are like the hardest ones back to back to me. Because next up, you got Pump Pump versus DMX, How's It Going Down?
How's It Going Down?
I'm going How's It Going Down, but Pump Pump was my shit, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to go How's It Going Down.
DMX
that's probably the most disrespectful song ever.
But it's a love song.
I know.
That's the killer. It's a love song, too. What about you, Stacey? What you got? You got another draw?
I don't have any feelings towards the DMX song.
Really? Okay. Okay.
So it's like, it's one of those weird things of like, I can vote, but like, I don't care about the DMX song enough to like really give it a chance. Like, it's a biased vote. It's too biased.
Okay.
It's gonna be like, yeah, you're the Snoop. Like,
all right, next up, this one was super hard for me. Bitches Ain't Shit versus DMX Is All Good.
Bitches Ain't Shit.
That It's All Good was my joint too. That was on that. That was my joint too. It's all good. It's all right. Fuck all day. Fuck all night.
Guess we'll have to go with Bitches Ain't Shit.
I'm going with Bitches Ain't Shit, but it was hard, man. Next up.
I didn't rinse out this cup good enough because I'm tasting all Dawn.
Oh, shit. Next up, we got one of my favorite DMX songs, Slippin', versus one of my favorite other Snoop songs, Murder Was the Case.
Murder Was the Case.
Murder Was the Case.
Murder Was the Case. And then you played the game of which version?
I think the remix version.
I had that soundtrack and I had the movie on VHS.
Ooh.
I was able to get I let a kid borrow it. I let Vincent Jackson borrow with that.
Never got it back.
Wasn't Charlie Murphy one of the goons in the movie?
Never. Yep.
Wasn't Charlie Murphy?
Yep, he's one of the goons. Yep.
One of the dudes shooting at him.
Yep.
Murder Was the Case soundtrack was a good soundtrack.
So everybody's going with Murder Was the Case, it looked like.
Yep.
All right. This one's hard too. Snoop Doggy Dogg World versus DMX Niggas That Started Something.
Doggy dog world,
man. Y'all slipping on that niggas that started something, man.
Man, I was like
that. His rhyming on there. Listen to X's verse on there is stupid.
You brought, he got the dramatics.
I know, I know.
Rest in peace to Ricky Harris.
Right.
Ta-da, because they tying up shit.
But man, niggas have started something. With, both of these are so fucking good. God, I'm just a draw, man. I'm not choosing.
It's a draw.
I can't.
Yeah, I got to go doggy dog world on that one.
I can't do it. This is a draw, man. Because I'm thinking about the, yeah, you know, my name's Ta-da, and welcome to the Carolina West.
Y'all niggas know who I am. Y'all niggas tearing up shit.
Rocks the party.
So this next one, I think Snoop kind of just gave up on this one. Even though it's a good song, is he could have really brought the pain a little bit more. The East Side is I Love It versus DMX 4321.
Ah, 4321.
Yeah. DMX gets that.
I think
that Snoop was actually that was my introduction to DMX, that verse. Cause Where My Dogs At wasn't out yet. It was, you know, on that remix.
Oh, so wasn't Money, Power, and Respect wasn't for you?
I thought that was before Money
Bobbers. Oh, Money Bobbers is the first time DMX came out.
Well, I didn't have the Lox album. I didn't saw the video. Woo, I wasn't hip to it till the video came out. Yeah, didn't buy all the albums.
Okay.
But
that's what I heard X the first time.
That was my introduction to DMX. I was like, man, what's this nigga wild?
That Money, Power, Respect, boy. I was like, woo, what is this doing with this last verse?
Then they put P on there too.
Yeah. That was horrible to have P on there. That was just...
That's when they start getting the South they respect.
Yeah, that was LL Cool J trying to pander to the South a little bit. Because he could have got A-Ball or something like that to do that, you know, do that part.
Yeah, man, Master P was the Vince McMahon of the South at the time.
That's true. Very true.
That's an interesting comparison.
He was the money man.
You're not wrong. But it's
you're not wrong at all. So what do you got, Stacey?
Oh, 4321.
4321. All right, we got Pimp, 50 Cent, Snoop versus the Lox, DMX, Money, Power, Respect.
DMX.
Yeah, Money, Power,
Respect. Money, Power, and Respect, boy. Put them in the beat. I just dropped the reel. Y'all niggas know my skills. this one got hard, too. Nothing But a G Thang versus Rough Riders Anthem.
We G-Thang. Knew that was going We knew that those two things would happen. It's a draw.
Yeah. You can't, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing but G-Thang means
more. G-Thang,
no. But G-Thang means more to rap as a whole. But I was really in them streets when Rough Riders Anthem was out.
Yeah, two monster songs, though.
They are very, both of them have their place.
And then we was real young when Nothing But a G. We weren't even teenagers.
Right. I mean, I was 12.
Yeah,
11, 12.
Yeah, we barely, you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but I was in the streets and Rough Riders Anthem was out. Yeah. That's why it's a little bit more for me.
There was a point in time where I hated that song because Roosevelt High School, they are the Rough Riders.
Rough Riders.
Oh, and they used that
against them.
Yeah, that's all you gonna hear.
Hey guys, all you gonna hear. It's like, dear Lord, if I hear this shit.
Roosevelt's here.
Right. Y'all y'all done accomplished was winning this game. Y'all ain't doing shit else.
I'm going draw on that one.
Right. So that's a draw.
Last two we got Snoop Dogg Drop It Like It's Hot versus the most hated DMX song, Party Up.
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
I hate that. And it's not even a song, Party Up. It's the, like we talked about, it's the white people, really, that makes
And that's probably weird. Snoop's most commercial song, Drop It Like It's Hot, because it's been on so many commercials.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. But I think even when Drop It Like It's Hot came out, just beat-wise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that for real like, beat.
Oh, my God.
That.
Yeah. It's like,
come on.
Like, man, Pharrell is... yelling it like God.
And his kids in the video playing the drums.
Right. Spicy on the damn drums and shit. So, and that's what, 04?
04.
That's 04. So, like I said, that the Neptunes are really in their bag at this point, right? This mm-hmm. is the time where Neptunes are on every song that's gonna be on a radio. So we're constantly hearing they're doing some other shit. And Kanye ain't even started doing shit for you.
No, Kanye started. This is 04. Kanye started already.
He has started, but it's like, so College Dropout.
Is 04 too.
Right, but what came out first?
These are around the same time.
We talking about between that or Drop It Like It's Hot?
Yeah, they're around the same time because this came out in the summer, I believe, and I know College Dropout was already out.
Dropout came out like early.
At that point, like, we know who Kanye is, but like, I mean, as far as
so February 04 is College Dropout.
Like early, you know what I'm saying? Like, so Kanye had been out, like, so he'd already done some stuff for Jay or whatever, right? So
The new Rockefeller producer.
Right, new Rockefeller is out, but it's like I said, Neptune's have been out for like ever.
Yeah, September 2004 is Drop It Like It's Hot.
That sounds exactly about right.
Yeah,
that
it's like end of summer.
That sounds right. Because I remember that fall, like just thinking about it, I'm like, I remember trying to download it and I remember just like what time of like the year that was. But I'm saying though, like Neptune's, like I said, around what did we look up? 02 for Neptune's was insane for them.
It starts around 97 with Super Thug.
So Neptune's had already been doing all kinds of shit. Right?
They had like 80% of radio from like 2000 to like 05, 06,
So it's like, as far as, like I said, as far as production is concerned, just getting into the, like this new wave of just how things are getting done. And then to have like Drop It Like It's Hot come out, and then like after that, then you know, like Kanye is like, I mean, College Dropout is already out, but then more shit that he's starting to do is just, it was a great time for production.
Yeah.
As a whole, like it's a good time. And like how many crazy beats are y'all finna do?
Yeah, that was people got tired of it after a while because it was like they was oversaturating themselves at a point too.
And that's when but then Kanye switched it up with that 808s, because then that's how all this emotional trap Drake stuff started. Kanye changed sound a couple times.
Yeah, he did. All right, last round we have. The next episode versus Where the Hood At.
Next episode.
Every time I walk into a building.
Every time I hear that, it reminds me of Training Day. When you're like, you in the office, baby.
Every time I walk in somewhere, next episode should play. I just had to do a discussion post for class, and it said, what song would be your theme song? And I wrote about the next episode and why it should be. Like, that's how much I love that song and that beat.
Yeah, that's a banger, man. Like, it's like, to me, it wasn't, this was, it, like, DMX did not put bad songs up. It's just that Snoop is just that iconic.
Yeah.
He's giving a history lesson.
Snoop just played, he literally just played all his hits. Like, here's a hit, here's another one.
And album hits too, though. Like, Shiznit and all that are album hits. Yeah.
Yeah. But he also knew what album to pick album hits off of.
That's true. He didn't play nothing off
Snoop's the album. Snoop's a DJ too, though.
Yep. Like, he knew to use the shit from Doggy Style if he was going to do some album hits.
Yeah.
He ain't tried to grab some shit from the Dog Father.
And the big
that's what I said, the Dog Father.
Pac and Dre.
Right.
Yeah, he stayed in pie. He knew, like, okay. Even though it'd be kind of hot if he played Dogfather, though, that'd be kind of hot. That's the one hot joint off of there.
Dogfather. I ain't gonna lie, though. I like when he redid the Vapors.
On the new Vapors, the remix version he just did, the one that just came out like a year ago or two ago.
Oh, the one on the Dogfather.
I know, but he redid it again with it's Charlie Wilson and Tina Marie on it.
I haven't even peeped that one.
That one's even better. You got to hear that one.
Okay.
You caught the vapors. You got to hear that one. Charlie Wilson and Tina Marie on there singing together. That one is dope too. But this Snoop is just so iconic, man. It was just, but DMX had one of the best runs ever in hip hop history too. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. It's not that DMX lost because it just, you know, he wasn't great or whatever. It just, like I said, the match didn't make sense anyway to me. I didn't get it, and I still kind of don't. But, I mean, they had fun. And I think we all won. It's one of those ones where everybody won last.
Yeah, no, it was a
fans
fun.
Won.
I got to take points away from DMX also for losing breath, you know, towards the end. He was just sitting in the chair at one point.
Yeah.
There's a clip that people keep posting.
You can tell Snoop missed the stage.
It's a video of him dancing to Ain't No Fun that's been circulating around. And he looked like the uncle at the family reunion that's been, he got up and did a little bit too much. And now he's full and... And that's it. He is just sitting there in that chair. He had his eyes closed and
like we're doing too much here. We're doing too much here, buddy. Sit down.
Hilarious.
All right. Next up, have y'all seen the new Secret Garden that's coming out?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it, but I didn't know if it was real or if it was a joke. A fan just threw it together.
I thought it was fake, and I hope that it was.
As far as it looks like, it's not fake. For those that may not have seen this, there is a new Secret Garden song coming out that's the classic that features James Ingram, Barry White, Albie Shore, and El DeBarge. This version is going to have Cisco, Sean Stockman from Boys to Men, Raheem Devon, and a brother named Omar Wilson I've never heard of.
Yeah, that's the one I was saying. I was like, I don't know who this dude is. What group we from?
Nothing.
Just, I was like, maybe he's Charlie Wilson's son.
Now I got to look him up. Thanks.
If it's true, that's hilarious. I just made that up in my mind. I didn't even.
Come out here, look, Omar, get you some.
Yeah, I don't even know who Omar Wilson is. But I just think that we got to stop with these remakes, man.
Hey, but I can already tell, like, if this was an actual, like, a group thing, that Sean is the, he's going to be the lead singer.
Sean Stockman?
Yeah.
You think Cisco's going to let that happen, though?
Man, come on. They're gonna battle out. He's going to like, you know how many Grammys I got?
Do you think that Cisco is going to let that happen? Hell no.
His PR agent wrote his Wikipedia page. I'll tell you that now.
Oh, really? How can you tell that, Stacey?
Well, you looking up more?
It's just the way that it's written. Like, I can just tell that this is really about, like, so one, there's not a lot. I mean, there's a little bit about his career. Wilson has been performed, so it's like you don't get a background on them, right? Like, you know, usually it'll be like their background.
Early life.
Right. Wilson has been performing since the age of 6, where his solo performances in Norwalk's Calvary Baptist Church brought response from the audience.
Yeah.
He performed as a group member of Lost Souls in North Carolina and developed skills in both rap and hip hop. Blah, blah, blah. Wilson is a 3-time Apollo winner since 2007 and maintained his victory upon becoming Best R&B Male of the Year for both 2008 and 2009 at the Underground Music Awards held at BB King's in New York City. So he has
This is a good-ass unsung episode.
Do you even know who Omar Wilson is?
He's also worked with artist DMX, and they collaborated and created a track called Faith.
DMX don't even remember that song.
He ain't use it in a battle.
Right.
So it don't matter.
DMX don't even remember that.
Yeah, there's, so he's no one. And I hate to say that about somebody.
Right, he may be great. He may be a good artist, but I'm just saying, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. He probably auditioned and can sing a little bit, and he's like, all right, put the boy in.
And he was there.
He the Ruben Studded of the group.
Oh. I mean, but Apollo winner, 3-time Apollo winner from 2007.
Like, but like now, if you win the Apollo, does that get you anything?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that really,
like you did back in the day?
is that really something to tell people about? Like,
I mean, the Power Wind doesn't really count till, I mean, count after what, the 90s, right?
Yeah, after Steve Harvey. Yeah, whatever.
Like, who went on Apollo even in the 90s? And after their Apollo appearance, it was a whole big thing, right? Like, the original, you know, Amateur Night at the Apollo and all of that, like, you know, hell, Jackson 5 was on there. But at some point, it had to get
Wasn't Lauryn Hill on the Apollo?
Lauryn Hill was on there. I think Aaliyah was on there before.
Yeah, yes, it's been a lot of people on there.
Too, I think Aaliyah.
Aaliyah was on Star Search, I think. But yeah. Either way, shit, even if Lauryn was on there, what year was that?
90s, 91, early 90s.
So I don't think being a three-time Apollo winner holds the same weight as it did in 1967.
You just got to perform on the stage.
Just stop with these classics, man. They remade it before already. The Secret Garden again before already. It was like Tevin Campbell on there, I think.
Yeah, I remember that version.
It was like Tevin Campbell, Tyrese, and some maybe I forgot who else was on there.
Sometimes you gotta leave stuff alone.
Yeah, and nobody's getting a bass in here either, though. Like, who's doing Barry White's regardless?
Hey, how you gonna do Secret Garden without a deep voice?
Who is going to be Barry White?
Oh, wow. The Secret Garden remix was R. Kelly, Tyrese, Usher, Tevin Campbell.
That's an odd bunch.
No deep voice. Not one deep voice to be found.
No.
Everybody in that thing, soft voice is shit.
All right. We had a question from a listener. They asked us to pick the best two-hit wonder from the 90s.
Two hits.
I mean, I'll throw one out there to get it started. Domino.
Yeah, Domino. Now, is he really from St. Louis?
Yeah, he's from Cochran.
Okay, I always heard, but.
Yeah, he moved out to L.A. when he was like 17.
Okay. Because I was like, man, yeah, like, everybody, yeah, you know he's from St. Louis. I'm like,
No. Because what's crazy is if you go look at his, he starts saying he's from St. Louis again after Nelly popped.
Okay. Because he was living in Vegas, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, people at that time, people would never claim they was from St. Louis back then. Yeah,
then nobody started claiming St. Louis
until Nelly. Yeah, so
Nelly pop.
Yeah.
Two hit wonder, I guess. Adina Howard, because Freak Like Me and T-shirt and My Panties On.
So there's
what about is my Up and Down considered a hit?
Yes, like My Up and Down.
I forgot.
I was gonna say My Up and Down.
She's got more than two hits.
I know there's a whole list because when we just did the one hit wonder battles, people that I got rid of.
Gotta be.
Song. I mean, I got to
go. Drew Down, Pimp of the Year, and Can You Feel
Me? Yes. Yes, that's a good one. Shit, can you throw the Loonies in there?
Looney's
Fire
on and then Player Hater?
Yeah. I mean,
people were trying to say they had a one hit wonder, but I like Looney's that too.
Looney's, I'd have thought of Broke Hoes.
Yeah.
I always thought Player Haters because I remember that was a video.
And they was dissing Too Short.
Yeah.
That's why the town got rid of Short.
Yeah, he moved to Atlanta.
Yep.
They were the two singles.
What about Moke and Steph?
What, He's Mine and
Sex in the Rain?
Yeah. Remember Sex in the Rain? Yep.
Yeah, This is a hard one, man. This is a hard one.
They had Blackberry Molasses and what was other Lady.
Lady.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Like, now I don't know the words to Lady, but that's my jam.
Yeah, I just remember the video.
Yep, I remember the video.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ooh. Damn, you really got.
What about Portrait? What about Portrait?
Here we go again.
And Honey Dip.
Honey Dip.
Damn.
I forgot about Honey Dip.
Honey Dip was the joint. I loved Honey Dip too.
That's all about Honey Dip. Damn, I gotta write that down and remember to download.
You gotta start calling chicks Honey Dips again.
Yeah. I was thinking Portrait. It was a lot of R&B groups at that time. They get one or two good tracks out of them.
What was that one group? What was that? Joe Public, Live and Learn.
What else did they have though? I thought they only had
one. I know what I'm saying. They was one hit. They was
Yeah. They definitely was a one hit. Man, this is hard, man. Y'all gave a good question with this one.
Yeah, but two. It's easier to think for one.
One, that's what I'm saying. To have two. Think about you really feeling yourself. You got two. Think about how much of that fall from grace is. You like, we got two nice singles. Mm-hmm. How are we not relevant?
Did Intro have more than two songs?
You gonna go with
Let Me Come Inside. I want that fast joint.
Let
Me Be the One and Come Inside.
And then Ribbon in the Sky too.
Yeah, the Ribbon in the Sky remake.
See, that's how I was thinking. I was thinking of Ribbon in the Sky and Come Inside. That's it.
That up-tempo track he talking about was a big one, too.
Let Me Be the One.
Yeah. Damn, this was hard,
What's the face? What's old girl? Shanice, I Love Your Smiling Yesterday.
She had more than that. She had Quiet Time with Johnny Gill.
I forgot about that song. Wait a minute.
I didn't even know Quiet Time. It was the only two songs.
Silent Prayer. I'm sorry, Silent Prayer.
Okay. Yeah, I only knew the two joints.
And the song that was on Meteor Man. That song was real big. I can't remember. That was my joint. It's for you. Yeah, that was big. Remember that she performed that on Family Matters. Because she brought Eddie up on stage with her.
You know, Eddie Winslow had her and Tracy Spitz
on Family Matters. I don't remember the song.
It's for you. Because remember, Carl came in the door singing it. It's for you.
Yeah, I remember.
Because he went to the concert. He's like, it's for you. I know Shanice.
Is Craig Mack a two-hit wonder?
Ooh.
Yeah, Can I Get Down, Flavor in Your Ear? Or Jocking My Style.
But Making Moves with Puff was my joint too. He's a little bit more than two. It's like he got a two and buffer, like he got some good album tracks. So you can't officially say he's two and one because he got some album tracks to fuck with.
What about Keith Murray?
No.
Because I only know The Most Beautiful Thing in the World.
Get Lifted.
Oh yeah, and Get Lifted. They're the only two that I know from.
No, you got that. Get Lifted. The Rhyme.
Oh yeah, The Rhyme.
I'm saying Rhyme was dope.
I know stuff that Keith Murray was like featured on.
Yeah, The Rhyme was dope too.
I was thinking like his songs. I know like The Most Beautiful Thing and like you say, Get Lifted.
Father MC.
What was the song? If You Do For Me.
Yep, and the joint with Jodeci. What is it? What is that damn song? 5MC song with Jodeci.
What did the special ed have anything beside I Got It Made?
The Mission.
The Mission. Yeah, The Mission.
Treat them like treat them like they want to be treated.
That's okay. It. That's the song I was singing for 5MC.
So he's got two, and the X special ed may be two. Two, because the other one joint that he's really, really known for is that Crooklyn Dodgers joint, and that's just not him. That's not just him.
Yeah, it's a group effort.
Yeah, that one is you.
Interesting.
What about Prize?
The Ghetto Superstar.
That's it. He only got one.
Yeah, I was like, he got.
I was like, trying to reach for you.
He had help with that one.
Damn.
With Maya and Old 30.
Yeah. Damn, it was that's a real stretch.
All right, now that I'm thinking of two hit ones, I'm trying to narrow it down. I'm going down to the No Limit phase.
Oh shit!
I know I can find some two. The Skullduggery had two songs.
Cain and Abel.
Cain and Abel. Gangstafied,
and what's the song they had with Twista and Soleil?
Ooh. Damn. I know what you're talking about, too.
And I think of Cain and Abel, I think of Shake It Like a Dog.
Shake It Like a Dog.
You know what I'm talking about, though. What's the name of that song?
Shake It Like a Dog.
It's called Straight Thuggin'. Straight Thuggin'.
Straight Thuggin'.
That was my joint, too.
They had more than two. I was gonna say Do or Die, but they had a few.
yeah, Do or Die had a couple. I had a small resurgence too in 2004 with that Kanye beat.
Yeah, man, I can't find that on nothing.
I got it. I'll send it to you right now.
Send that to her. I've been trying.
Higher. You're to my higher, right?
Yeah, higher. Yeah,
I'll send it to you right now. I literally was just listening to that. I literally could just drag it to you.
Hey,
put your email in the chat real quick. I'm gonna see you right now.
All right.
any of you got Stacy?
Well, Sky got me thinking about the No Limit situation, right? And then so I started thinking about Mac. However, does he have any hits? Like, there are songs that was on the album. Like, I mean, he has one album, but I don't know. And then I don't know if there's a, it's not gonna work with him. I'm trying to think, who the hell else was on?
He's got street hits. He's got street hits.
Everybody was on No Limit. I was on No Limit for a while. I don't know. That's a really good question.
Yeah, you got to really do research for the two.
Yeah, we're going to have to get back to listening.
The one hit stand out so much. It's like you really got to get it.
And then even with the one hits, I think we're thinking about it wrong. We're trying to think of two songs. Think of a one hit wonder, and then like, and that is easier to eliminate them. Because when you think of the one hit, you're like, oh, you know, so and so. And they're like, nah, because they had another song. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I don't know.
That was hard, man. It's hard.
We have to, dear viewer, we are going to have to do some research.
Yes.
Got to use our Googles.
Right. We're going to come back to that question. We're going to follow up next time. We're going to be able to answer that. We're going to have a list for you.
All right. Our last topic. Which R&B artist would you wish will come out with music right now?
Tweet.
Right now. I like to hear something from Music Soul Child and Maxwell.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Sade.
Sade?
Yeah, I'm going Sade, yeah.
And she did something with Pharrell.
Yeah. But that's not even they don't drop nothing for a while. Like they last album was what, 2010, 2011?
2010. I remember her concert sold out. I was trying to get tickets.
I was showing up in there, baby. I was in there 10th row.
Yeah, I waited to the last minute.
Just like a St. Louis cat.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, I'm waiting till I get paid. 3 checks later, them tickets gone.
Else I like to hear
from. Yeah, Sade, yeah. Like her and Anita Baker, they just drop deck. They drop every decade.
Yep.
I'll take an Anita Baker album.
Anita don't feel like wanting to do nothing for real. Like this is her last tour. She says she's doing. Y'all believe that or?
Anita is over it. So
in Vegas, ain't she in Vegas? Well, pre-COVID.
Yeah, pre-COVID was. I thought she said this tour was her last tour. That she did.
She said, this is it.
In 2019.
But what I love about Anita is with her comebacks, it's always solid as fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'll come back and be like, oh, let me show these young bitches how it's done real
never
quick.
Never disappoint.
Right. Throw out an album and be like, well, all right then. Go back home to my husband.
Let me go see what these boys doing.
Right. I left these greens on the stove messing around with Child at this damn concert. So
just send it to you, Scott. You have Higher now from Do or Die. Okay.
Right on.
So like I said, I would love to, she can just throw something out real quick for me. I'll take it. Like, thank you, Miss Anita. Go ahead. Definitely tweet though.
Tweet.
Like, yeah, is that tweet album one of the most underrated albums of all time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know people. I need to really go back and peep that album.
That was a good album.
Revisit Southern Hummingbird.
Yeah, I need to go back and really listen to that.
Ridiculously underrated. And mate, what pisses me off is the single from it. Oops, was I never liked that song. Like I
yeah, that's what maybe threw me off, and I was like,
The second single, it was a fast. It sounded like Oops, but it's a little faster though. I forgot
the. I hate the, and they, you know, that's something that they do. They'll have artists make a dope ass album, but the first single will be something that they play on the radio, and it doesn't really showcase the artist. So Oops has no place on that album. It doesn't fit at all.
With it's the lead single.
It's just the lead single. That's it. It is like a, it sticks out like a sore thumb on the rest of the album. So Southern Hummingbird, really great album. Her second album wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. She actually, there's a song she has on there called, I think it's called Taxi. Yeah, it is called Taxi because she got to use the beat from the theme song to Taxi. Like, I think she's the only person who's ever been able to use it.
Oh, wow. And
it's a really good, it's a good song. There's a vibe that she has, like, that just kind of, it's just really good, but she just never, I don't know what the hump was, but she never got over it. Maybe because she ain't dance. Don't know. You know you got to dance. If you don't dance, no one pay attention to you. And I think, and there was an EP that she dropped a couple of years ago, some years back. EP was dope.
I got a good one. I got a good two-hit wonder. I just hit since you said tweet. It made me think about Nicole Ray.
Nicole Ray. I got what you want.
Make it hot and I can't see.
Didn't she sign with Rockefeller?
Yep, but she never came out with nothing.
Yeah.
Nicole Ray. That's a good one, too.
That was back when Dame Dash was just signing everybody.
Yep.
Signed Old Dirty.
Yep. He was, if you just needed a record label, he was there.
Yeah, he was like, come on through.
Nicole Ray is absolutely a good one.
I'm gonna revisit this tweet though. I'm gonna definitely revisit this tweet.
I urge you to. Like, it's just it's a lot of good songs on there. I think it's a couple of ones that I'm like, eh, but I say go through it first, and then like I said, some that just I don't say don't fit, but it's like, who made these? How did these end up here? Mm-hmm. Like, you switched it up a little bit too much. Like, what? Mm-mm. Like, I noticed when you watch it.
I'm a huge Tim and Missy fan.
Yeah, that it seemed like she was always, tweet was always like just right there, but never could get over that hump.
It just, like I said, I don't know what it was. And like I said, album-wise, but again, we all know that there's a set of singers who have great albums, great singles, whatever. But at this point, if you are not singing, dancing, acting, like if you can't do everything, or if you're not doing everything, there's just no place for you. Like, unless if you don't have that pop appeal, there's just no place for you to make it big. It's, there is no true, like, what do they call it now at the Grammys? Traditional R&B?
Right. There's no traditional R&B anymore.
Like, what do you mean traditional R&B? So if you are a traditional R&B artist, there's kind of no place for you to be big. And the reality is, what R&B singer has ever been huge? I'll wait.
Traditional R&B singer?
I mean, I guess maybe Maxwell.
But how big is Maxwell? Like, is he that big? Like, I mean, to really be a superstar stat. I mean, we have people that we love or whatever, right?
I mean, I think Maxwell's pretty, I don't think he's not had a platinum album.
Can Maxwell sell out a stadium?
Yes.
Yeah, Maxwell can sell out a stadium.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what boils the, what answers it all together, right? Is can
he sell? Maxwell also doesn't have a bad album either. He doesn't have a bad album either.
Like, so yeah, let me say this. I love Maxwell. But that was the question, is like, can you sell out a stadium? Can you alone, like, can you do it? Not on tour with other people, but like, can you just, you know, Maxwell's coming. Can he sell out a whole stadium? And like, because again, with people who are more poppy, absolutely they can. if you got that crossover.
Like Whitney Houston.
Like a Whitney, like, I mean.
Beyonce, not, of course. I mean,
right, we understand Beyonce's level, but I'm saying, though, that crossover that's in there, or even a Rihanna, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a, if you were just only singing, like, I mean, Anita has, even her show, well, Anita was at the Fox.
Yeah.
And so at Anita's heyday, like at her peak, because she has sold out a whole stadium.
I think she did, though. I think she sold out Busch Stadium back in the day.
Anita?
Yeah. Back when she was like popping in the 80s. But that's a different time, too, because R&B was still shaking then, more for black people at least. You can get a whole bunch of black people to come out for an R&B show then.
Oh, yeah, we coming to all the concerts. All yeah. The Budweiser Superfest.
That's what I'm saying. Brothers Johnson concert. You'd be like, 15,000 people to see Brothers Johnson. Yeah, we went to see Brothers Johnson.
It's crazy. It was probably somebody that was like, the Gap Band was probably the opener.
Right.
You know what? Dang, you. I'm funny because what's kind of ill about Wikipedia sometimes is they actually will have the tour information for people's tours going back. If somebody really got the research done,
mm-hmm.
like they'll have actually all their tours, what dates they were, and the capacity.
Yep. If somebody cares enough to do it to look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but mean, I've seen them for like shot. I know for Sade, they got all her tours like that on there.
Yeah.
I'm looking up trying to see if Nita Baker's on it. Yeah, they got her tours on here. Whoa, yeah. They got them listed out on here. Boy, some people love Nita Baker, man. Yeah, she was doing, she's doing auditoriums and theaters. Hall. Yeah, maybe she didn't do any.
I'm going to say with the stadiums was like the Michael Jackson's R&B.
Oh, no, she did Wembley Arena, and that's where the soccer team play in London.
She did Wembley now.
In 88.
Okay.
All right. She did 6 nights at Madison Square Garden.
Hey, well, there it is.
Anita is the first R&B royalty.
That's real. Like I said, but again, like you got to think about it. Like it's not, so like I said, to the original point, like when it comes to just being an R&B singer and all I do is sing, it's hard to get that recognition. Like you'll have a strong fan base. You have people that'll support you, that'll come out, but are you really going to get that top seat without you acting in a movie, without you dancing, without you doing action? You can't just sing.
You said there's somebody going up there just singing these hits.
If you just up there, if you just can sing, that's what you can sing. That's it. You can sing, you can write.
Can Jill Scott and Erica do that?
Sell out a stadium?
Yeah.
If together or just separate?
Separately.
Not a whole stadium. Now, if you put if them two heifers get on and do a tour together, we on to something. There is money to be made. That is.
I know they probably talking about this, especially after the versus battle. Like, yo, you know we got to do this after we can go back and do shows.
Imagine them going on tour together with D'Angelo and Maxwell.
First of all, is D'Angelo gonna show up? That's the first question.
he the new Lauryn Hill.
No. He just notorious for just being like not for shows, but I know like doing albums. He just takes a long time and won't show up and just not feel songs and stuff.
To have Erykah Badu and Jill Scott do a concert, do a tour, would be epic. I think we would all win. Everybody wins.
And have the Roots be the band?
They have to be.
Ooh, shit balls, man.
So
yeah.
Then you get the Roots, you get the Roots songs in between. Both of them performing, you know.
And let Jazzy Jeff do a DJ set.
So y'all trying to spend some money now.
Hey. I mean, but hey.
After the pandemic, everybody's rates finna be low. We might better get this done.
Hey, people want to get out.
Bam. Pull off the whole thing for 10 grand. Like, shit.
Yeah. You're like, look here, man. I got one. You can do 2 songs for me, bro.
But yeah, you can't just sing. Like, think of, just even in recent years, you've had some women that came out that were just singers. Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah, but she can't sell out. No, she can't sell out.
This is what I'm saying, though. But Jasmine Sullivan just sings. She writes and she sings. That's it. And it's like, I think there is a... I think there's a... There's just that disconnect. And I think to a certain extent, it kind of always has been. It's just really more prevalent now that if you're just a singer... I mean, look, we talk about Tamia all the time. We talk about Deborah Cox.
Yeah. Man. Shout out to, did y'all see the interview with CeCe Peniston on The Breakfast Club? CeCe Peniston is bad, man. Like, she looked better now than then.
And you know what? I've been hearing her songs lately.
And that's another one. I used to love them songs, them dance songs back then. That was when them dance songs was popping.
Yeah, I just be randomly hearing a CeCe Peniston song on the radio, especially like over the last month.
She was saying she's living off finally royalties. That's how much it gets sampled.
I can see it. I absolutely
She says on 1,000 different compilations. She said 1,000 different compilations have finally on it.
Damn.
I can see that. I don't doubt that one bit. I don't doubt it.
Yeah, that's 1,000 different ones. Like, that's crazy.
I don't doubt it one bit.
She was saying that she's gotta hit up people so much for like trying to use the songs and stuff without going through the proper channels.
Damn.
Because she owns finally flat out herself.
Yeah. Okay.
She paid back all of it. She said, well, 97 or something like that? Maybe 97. I think she said she had paid back everything they owed to her. She owns all the publishing.
Okay.
So think about it, she owns all the publishing finally. So any random white romance comedy that's got that in there.
You already know.
Now that's what I call dance.
Yep. Volume 55.
Right. Them mugs come out every day.
You a fan of house music?
Hey, we really sleeping on Nita Baker tour. If y'all go look at her tour from 1990, she was doing 22,000 a spot, 23,000 people a city.
You know what? As a kid, I remember like the concert, hearing the concert commercials, but I just remember everything coming to the Fox.
She did 23,000 at Radio City Music Hall. 20,000 in Dallas. 24,000
LA. Yep, I'm looking at it right now.
You see what I'm saying? Like she was looking at
it. Yeah. So not to sleep on her, but it just was like that. Like that was the question was like, so can I, like, did she do what she gonna do it? And
so Anita and Luther was the two battle.
Oh, Luther's a good one. Could Luther fill the stadium back then? Could Luther do it back then, y'all think? Y'all think Luther could do it back then?
Right, it's funny that Scott mentioned the Fox because he definitely came to St. Louis in 95 at the Fox.
You said was the first retirement, which after when she had her kids.
Oh, you looked at 95 tour
stage? Yeah, when I moved.
But I apologize. She apologized to us and left.
Damn. So what happened in 95 tour? What did she do here?
No, Scott remembers tours just always saying that they were going to be coming to the Fox.
Oh, and got you.
95, she definitely came to St. Louis and was at the Fox.
Was at the Fox. Yeah, where all the plays, all the...
I mean, if you look at her show schedule, it looked like she just got burnt out.
I'm sure she did. Like, I mean, because this was her comeback. Because she had left for a second, and then she did.
Right, she left for 4 years.
No. Wait a minute. Is that?
No, the one she came back is the 2004 when Anita Live.
Yeah, she left after 95.
Because she left. So you see that big gap between 90 to 94?
Yep.
She left, and then she came back with Body and Soul.
Yep. Yeah.
So that was the first comeback for her to like throw a couple of high kicks in. She's like, y'all out here worried about this little Toni Braxton.
And I gave her life with Love Should Have Brought You Home.
Voice this is. She dropped the Body and Soul album, was a fucking amazing album, did the tour, and was like, all right, let me take my ass back home because my feet hurt. And then didn't hear from her again until 2002. In 2002, she was like, all right, well, let me go ahead.
This album's got hits on it. Jesus Christ.
The one from O2?
No, the Rhythm of Love album.
Yeah.
Body and Soul, I Apologize, You Belong to Me, my... Woo!
That was a great set. So, yeah, within
the when she came out into 02, I had that album.
That 02 album was slept on to me.
It wasn't that big, but it was still a good album. It was like, yeah. Oh, he dropped a new one. It was a good, and I want to say Babyface produced it.
He did. That's the You're My Everything album.
Yeah, that's the You're My Everything album. And again, she dropped the album, did a little quick tour, cashed her checks, took her ass back home.
Yeah, went home.
I was like, all right, my husband waiting on me outside. I got to go to the car. I'm out.
But like, even if you look at her tour dates, like her tour schedule, like the previous years, she was doing like 5-6 dates in one city. Like, and then getting up and going, like, she got tired. They bore her out.
Yeah. She, bam, 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 bam. Like I said, she would do that tour and be like, well, all right, I'm out. And that's what, like, was so crazy with the farewell tour. It was so fucking sporadic. Like, she didn't come to Dallas.
She didn't?
No.
Wow.
She like, did? We just knew, like, she gonna come
she
to Dallas.
She did two shows here, I think. Didn't she?
She did no. She did one. The first one got canceled, and then
oh, it was canceled. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I know she gonna come to Dallas. Like she at least gonna come to Texas. No, it was so sporadic. She was just kind of all.
She was just popping up at like random festivals too.
Right. It was, but and there was no like official like website to go to. It wasn't like it was like on Live Nation or it was on Ticketmaster. It just was, where the hell is Anita gonna be? And then she came to St. Louis. I'm like, well, if she went to St. Louis, I know she's coming to Dallas. No, nope.
Girl, I ain't messing with that Texas heat.
Right.
You know, right. I just got my hair done.
Yeah, I ain't messing up my hair.
Did she go to Houston?
No, she didn't come to Texas at all.
She didn't come to really? The South.
Damn.
No, she
St. Louis is farther south she went.
And even if you click on the tour, there's not even a Wikipedia entry for it.
Because they don't even know. They can't keep up with the schedule was.
No, it's just
wow. Was, that oh, that 07 tour had Charlie Wilson opening up. And even with Anita,
I love my mother loved her, and I didn't as a kid.
And you didn't appreciate it till you got older, right?
I think I really want to say when Body and Soul came out, that's what made me pay attention and then go back. Yeah. And then you know what? And I also, was Body and Soul and the show Mad About You. Because.
Oh, Mad About You.
With her singing the intro on there.
Oh, yeah.
And, that's right. She sure did.
And there's and every once in a while, there's a clip of Paul Reiser on the piano and her singing it that's on YouTube that I listen to every once in a while that I watch.
Is Anita Baker singing it?
Yeah, so Paul Reiser wrote the song.
Really?
And for the yeah.
Oh wow! And, hold on.
Like yep. So he wrote the song and for the show. So the first version is the first couple seasons of the show is some guy singing it, but on the last couple of seasons it's Anita singing the theme song for the show. And there's a clip. It was on somebody's talk show, late night show, or whatever. Paul is on the key on the.
I'm piano. Looking at it right now. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I see it right here.
He's on there tickling the ivories, and Anita is getting her life with her little jazzy song. Like it's right up her alley. It's like it's one of those. Of course she's singing that.
Yeah.
Because like that's her. Like that's very jazzy, and that was her sound.
Wow, this is awesome. I'm going to peep this when we done. Wow. Well, everybody, Cool Scott, let everybody know they can hit you up at my man.
Hit me up Facebook, Scott Hilliard, Instagram, Cool Ass Scott. That's it. I don't be tweeting for real. I'm on Twitter, but I don't be tweeting.
Stacey, where can I hit you up at?
You can find me anywhere and everywhere. Stacey Adams, Stacey with the E, Adams with the Z. So that's what Instagram.
Because they'll get the shoes if they don't do that.
Right. Make sure you put the Z, because otherwise you're
going to get the shoes. Otherwise, Ving Rhames is mailing you some shoes.
Right. Right. You can either end up with a pair of wingtip shoes or a porn star.
Oh, that's right, Stacey Adams is right.
Forgot about her.
She's fine, though, too. Yeah, Stacey
Adams. I found that out the hard way.
Oh, you try to Google your name, your
somebody, I used to get messages from people.
Oh, and they thought you were the Stacey Adams?
Yeah, and then so, and I have a friend, Marcus, who used to do, co-host his radio show with him. And it was the Mr. Marcus mixtape show. So you have Stacey Adams. And
so when people Google it, there's like, that's, there gotta be the Stacey Adams.
Gotta be her, it's gotta be her. So again, all you see is Stacey Adams and Mr. Marcus doing a podcast, doing a or internet radio show.
That is awesome that is Googleable. That is awesome, actually. Did he not know that it was a porn star named Mr. Marcus?
His name is Marcus. So
right, but I'm just saying, I mean, I wouldn't call myself Mr. Marcus after, because it's another Mr. Marcus.
He don't wear hats though. He don't wear hats, so he good.
Right. So Marcus was fully aware that Mr. Marcus was a porn star, but I don't think that he thought people would think it was him, right? Like, it's just, you don't think that. Or I mean, or so even with Stacey Adams, for me, it was just really kind of a joke about the shoe, right? Right. Corey Black came up with that. He was like, yeah, call yourself Stacey Adams, and because you're classy, you're always in style, and grown men love you. That is true. That's absolutely true. So that's where that came from. But I had no idea that there was a porn star named Stacey Adams.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's also in Black Dynamite. When he's in the bedroom with the chicks when they naked, she's one of them.
Oh.
At the beginning of Black Dynamite.
I gotta watch that again.
So, the moral of the story is, ladies and gentlemen, I am not the porn star Stacey Adams.
I'm glad I didn't even think about that. Now we didn't put that in the air. Somebody be like, I think it is her still. She just don't want nobody to know it is her.
It is hers, man. She just saved.
Just send me some money via Cash App then. Same name on there too.
You got an OnlyFans where you just on there just with t-shirts.
Man, I'm going to do an OnlyFans and my name is going to be Apocalypse. And I'm just going to wear different shades of lipstick every week and do a 30-minute broadcast of me eating fruit. So 1 week I'll be eating.
Do you, like, and that, you know what? That'll probably end up popping too. You know that, right?
A week I'm gonna eat like a pear.
You know that's gonna pop, right? You know that's gonna pop.
A month later,
right?
She gonna quit her job.
Somebody gotta pay these student loans back. So,
well, all right, y'all, gotta get this daughter in the bed. So, everybody, we will holler at y'all soon. Peace.
All right.